Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Children of the Self-Absorbed, a grown-up's guide to getting over narcissistic parents. Many literary and artistic works pay tribute to parental love. Most people also feel grateful for their parents. However, as you may also realize, parents are not always great and selfless. They are also ordinary people and may hurt us in the name of love. For example, some parents have a strong desire for control, requiring their children to obey whatever they say and justifying such behavior by saying, "I do everything for your own good." Some others are strict and harsh. They like to compare their children with others. Once they find their children lacking in some respects, they will criticize their children severely. The book Children of the Self-Absorbed, A Grown-Up's Guide to Getting Over Narcissistic Parents, concerns the hidden harm one kind of self-absorbed parents can bring to their children. The author Nina W. Brown defines parents of this kind as destructive narcissistic parents. What are their characteristics? They have an attitude of entitlement like an ancient emperor, hoping that others can realize what they need without their having to say it, satisfying them immediately. They also lack self-esteem and often complain that they are exploited and ignored. Meanwhile, they always invite others' recognition through self-deprecation. Lacking empathy, they ignore the harm of their own criticism and derogatory remarks, regarding their mean words as doing good for others so that other people should understand. Furthermore, they even think that children should be responsible for their parents' happiness and often tell the children, "If you love me, you should do this and that." The book reveals the harm that the improper parenting of destructive narcissistic parents brings to children, helping people who suffer from the behavior of these parents and unveiling the mystery of parent-child relationships. The author of this book, Nina W. Brown, is a famous scholar and professor at Old Dominion University. She is an expert in narcissistic psychology and relationships. This book has helped heal countless readers and inspired many therapists since the publication of its first edition in 2001. In the new edition, Brown answered some questions in detail according to readers' feedback and proposed a number of feasible strategies to help readers alleviate the negative influence of their parents and reshape a new, better self. Let's start with the first topic. Narcissistic parents can hurt their children unwittingly. When speaking of narcissism, we usually regard it pejoratively. However, the author Nina W. Brown defines it not in an evaluative way. It is simply descriptive of a collection of behaviors and attitudes. Narcissism can be used to describe an adult's feeling of the core self, like if one can rightly realize that he is an independent individual or can objectively perceive and evaluate others. Based on a large number of cases, the author found that parents who have difficulty getting along well with their children are extremely self-absorbed in almost every situation. Most of the time, their actions are based on their own needs. Even when some acts seem to benefit others, fundamentally, it is still for the sake of themselves. For these kind of parents, the author puts forward a new term, destructive narcissistic pattern, to describe their behaviors and attitudes as well as the hidden harm they bring to the children. Since destructive narcissistic parents are characterized by numerous behaviors and attitudes, the book divides them into four types. Next, we will go through them one by one to see what kind of influence these parents exert on their children. Let's start with the first type, needy parents. This type of parents can come across to others as very caring. They are attentive to the needs of other people, but at the same time, are anxious about getting recognition for their efforts. They take very good care of their children, yet meanwhile expect the children to pay emotionally. If the child begins to develop a sense of independence, the parents will try to take control and show others how much they care about the child. If the child starts to rebel, they will try their best to broadcast how hard they work and sacrifice. For children who grow up under such parenting, if they choose to comply with their parents' will, then they will become overly sensitive to parents' needs. What's more, it will continue even after they become adults, and they will keep trying to read other people's minds and are afraid of letting others down. On the other hand, children who choose to be rebellious will just ignore others' feelings and refuse to connect emotionally. Next, let's look at the second type, prickly parents. The prickly narcissistic parents are very demanding and have a tendency to accuse others of having done something that fails to meet their standards. These parents are even stricter with their children and are extremely picky. In her famous book Toxic Parents, psychotherapist Susan Forward wrote about the case of Sandy, a 28-year-old floral designer. Even though Sandy had formed her own family, she has been paying the cost of the mortal sins she had committed as a teenager. Her parents never forgave her and continued to humiliate her. One day, Sandy's mother called, telling her to clean up the guest room. Her parents' place was under renovation, and her mom found it too noisy to stay, so she wanted to live with Sandy for a couple of days. Unfortunately, Sandy's husband was working on a big project. He was using the living room and didn't want to be disturbed. Thus, Sandy was in a dilemma. She had no choice but to explain the situation and suggested her mom stay in a nearby hotel during these days, and she would pay for the expense. However, her mom became so furious that she scolded Sandy for half an hour and ignored her for a long time afterward. Sandy's mom in this case is a typical prickly parent. Furthermore, even after the child becomes an adult, he or she is often still affected by this type of parenting. Under the influence of such parents, children who choose to be compliant will be in a constant nervous state after they grow up. On the one hand, they tend to be perfectionists. On the other hand, due to their parents' long-standing pickiness and criticism, they feel like imposters even when they actually achieve success or are complimented. In contrast, children who choose to be rebellious will become defiant and combative. They never take any criticism from others and even try to attack as a defense mechanism. The third type are conniving parents. These parents are always positioning themselves to win and come out on top. They are usually adept at reading others' emotions and needs and using these skills to manipulate others. In the process of parenting, they will manipulate their children through coercion, temptation, lies, and distortion to make the children behave. When necessary, they will even ingratiate themselves with their children to achieve their goals. Due to the influence of this type of parents, compliant children are very likely to take their parents as an example and form a facade, a false self. In their growth, the children will be complimentary and ingratiating and also sneaky in terms of tempting others to work for them. In contrast, children who choose to rebel are wary of others for fear of being taken advantage of or set up. As a result, it's hard for them to get close to other people. Lastly, let's take a look at the fourth type, grandstanding parents. Parents of this type can be described as always on stage. They resent anyone who outshines them because they believe that, excepting themselves, all others are in subordinate positions, highlighting their own self-perception. Even their children are used as a tool for them to gain attention and admiration. In this case, the compliant children tend to be overly submissive. They will be easily swayed by others and lack both the awareness of independence and devalue their own opinions in future social interaction. On the other hand, the rebellious children will use flattery as a tool. Even when they have considerable resistance to others' ideas, they will still conceal their true feelings. These are Nina W. Brown's four categories of narcissistic parents. However, please note that these categories are not absolute but are provided for ease of discussion. Some narcissistic parents may demonstrate more than one of the above-mentioned characteristics. Narcissistic parenting inculcates many wrong perceptions in children. As a result, these children are unable to develop a proper self-understanding and often have difficulty interacting with others. For example, They often worry about being abandoned by friends or lovers, so they try every means to prove themselves by doing valuable things. If they fail to get approval from others, they will then regard themselves as unacceptable and be trapped in negative emotions. Besides, they always believe that they must see to others' needs and prioritize others' needs over their own. Also, they feel guilty because they think what they have done is not enough. Since destructive narcissistic parents usually ignore children's needs and even require them to prioritize parental needs, when it continues for a long time, the children will internalize the mindset that their own needs are not important and don't dare to attend to what they want first.